This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Troubles at your door. Come on, let's tell it's time to go. If there's one thing that I know.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. Is intended only for mature audiences.
Call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, truer words have never been said. It does not matter who the host is. What matters is who the listeners are. Anyways, let's start off with today is Friday, February the 14th of 2025, day 45th of the year, and only 320 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Yep, USA, Canada, UK. Yeah, every time I hear about Canada, I get so excited, you know, because it's just a short period of time before we get to go back over there and hang out. So we'll talk about some of that stuff. No doubt so about so with that one. So there you go. Okay, so let's get into it. Let's talk about what we do. Let's talk about what the show's about. Let's make some assumptions here. So number one, thanks for hanging out because it is Valentine's Day, which is kind of a weird day for us to be hanging, but that's a whole other story. We'll leave that for something else. So our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. Now, here's the thing. You caught us on a Friday. So what does this mean? This means that it's freeform, baby. So what does that mean? It means that everything I did not talk about earlier in the week, we're going to try to pile up and throw the slew into the thing right now. So with that being said, how is this going to go? Well, it's going to go in this sequence. We're going to talk about safety. We're going to talk about the news. There won't be a main story. We'll have a lot of news heavy stuff today because this is how it goes. So if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. Callinradio.com. We'll get everything moving and grooving for you. So if you are good to go, I am good to go, and we can do all kinds of fun stuff. So let's start talking right away about what the hell was going on in the other night, and we can start talking about what was the trends.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I talk real quick, inflation continues to creep up. Also, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees have been announced, as well as the Summerfest lineup. Also, Scarlett Johansson wants a limit on AI, and Sean Combs sues NBC. We'll talk about that in casting calls. Also, a body language expert decodes. Yes, hold on. Let me make sure that I say this.
Decodes
Meghan Markle's PDA in the Royals. So we'll talk about all that fun stuff, because why would we not do that? Why would we not talk about everything that is going on? Like, seriously. Okay, so there you go. So a lot of stuff going on, little time for the discussion. Why don't we do this? Let's bring in our friends from Feature Story News and let them talk their hearts away. So let's do that.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. US President Donald Trump has announced talks between US, Russian and Ukrainian officials in Munich. However, Ukraine says three-way talks are not expected at the Munich Security Conference. It comes after President Trump spoke to Russian President Vladimir Putin this week and said they'd agreed to begin talks to end the war in Ukraine. India and the US have agreed to boost bilateral trade to $500 billion by 2030, as President Donald Trump and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi met in Washington. The US has also agreed to sell F-35 fighter jets to India. India's foreign minister says the two leaders share a close bond, which could define India-US ties for the next 4 years. Ishan Garg has more from New Delhi.
The two leaders came out in support of each other, congratulating each other, and there we saw a real bonhomie between the two leaders that we have seen in the past during Trump's first term as president as well. And what we are now seeing is actually closer cooperation between India and the US, and that relates particularly to the defense deals that have been announced. This time around, we are seeing an agreement under which India and US are going to increase joint production of defense equipment. They are going to make technology transfer as possible, and this is something that analysts have been saying, that it shows that the trust between the two countries is actually building. We've also seen that despite there being clear tensions on the trade and tariff front, the talks between the two leaders have actually gone quite well, according to the Foreign Ministry of India. And the Foreign Ministry also says that in the next few months we're going to be seeing a lot more American imports coming, as India is very ready to relax some of its trade and tariff barriers.
TikTok has returned to the US app stores of Apple and Google as President Donald Trump delayed a ban on the Chinese-owned social media app. He also assured the tech giants they wouldn't be fined for distributing or maintaining it. Laura Westbrook reports.
TikTok went dark briefly in the US last month before a law took effect on January 19th that requires its Chinese owner ByteDance either to sell it on national security grounds or face a ban. The next day, Donald Trump signed an executive order seeking to delay the enforcement of the ban by 75 days. On Thursday, the app could be downloaded by new users once again in the US. It reportedly follows assurances from the Trump administration that the ban wouldn't be enforced yet. The move follows weeks of uncertainty about TikTok's future, and there's still no guarantee that it will survive in the US in the long run.
Hamas is due to name three hostages it will release this weekend in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. Israel had threatened to end the Gaza ceasefire if Hamas failed to release hostages on Saturday. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, at the end of Donald Trump's third week back in power in the White House, how is China viewing the fast-moving developments now underway in Washington? President Trump says that he and President Xi Jinping will hold a call with one another soon. Former Singaporean diplomat Kishore Mahbubani is a distinguished fellow at the Asia Research Institute.
China understands better than most countries in the world that a new world is emerging, and I describe the new world as a 3M world: multi-civilizational, multipolar, multilateral, to deal with global challenges. The Chinese are preparing for a world of 2050 rather than the world of 2025. They're, in a sense, running a marathon, not a sprint. Trump is running the sprint. And at the same time, of course, he's alienating so many countries, especially friends, so quickly frankly, the Chinese may say, why don't we have 8 years of Trump? Because after 8 years of Trump, you wonder what the world will look like in terms of its approaches towards the United States. But the final thought I'll mention is, of course, the Chinese are also prepared for a big blow from Trump. Mm. At some point, they know it's going to come. They got to be ready for it. They're holding their firepower. It's going to come, and then they'll retaliate.
He spoke there to Foreign Policy magazine. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, US President Donald Trump says there will be talks between US, Russian and Ukrainian officials in Munich. India and the US have agreed to boost bilateral trade to $500 billion by 2030. TikTok returned to the US app stores of Apple and Google as President Trump delayed a ban on the Chinese-owned social media app. And Hamas is due to name three hostages it will release this weekend in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Okay, self-implosion sounds like a thing that could potentially happen, no doubt about that, as we are talking and hanging out and doing all of our lovely, as we are doing everything inside the world. Okay, oh yeah, by the way, some people already reached out, so let's talk about this, because just in case. When you have a young child that tells you, hey, I woke up this morning and we're painting your nails, guess what you're doing? You're painting your nails. So there you go. Don't worry about anything. No symbolism there, nothing. That's what happens. Well, it's like when a small child comes up to you with a fake phone. Regardless how rugged and tough you are and gives you the phone and says, say hello, you're going to do it. It's kind of the way that it works. Anyway, so let's start talking about everything that's going on inside of the world, because that's what we do around here. Anyways, overall prices increased by 3% year over year in January, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported published on Wednesday. Within the Consumer Price Index, that measures the change of eggs, were up 53% this year over year and 15% between December and January. Worth remembering, more than one-third of all federal borrowing has occurred over the last 5 years. Extreme borrowing triggers inflation unless and until the federal government commits to the balanced budget. High inflation will persist. Just kind of how it goes. Like, I have such a hard time understanding this. Like, do you ever take a look at when you have a friend, a colleague, a mi amigo that tends to spend a lot of money, and then you kind of realize that they're carting it up out there? And I'm talking from the standpoint where, you know, it's all putting everything on credit cards, and then they start talking to you about paying minimum payments, and that's it. And you go, that's no way to live. You know, that kind of stuff. Sometimes I kind of look at this and go, is that where the country's at when it's all said and done? Because we spend money like crazy people, good, bad, or indifferent. I don't know what to do. But you have to start getting kind of worried when you start hearing what eggs are up 53%. Who is it now? I think it's Waffle House charging you an extra 50 cents per egg. Imagine if you order an omelet. How expensive is that thing going to get? So I don't know. Some stuff to think about for sure. Let's talk about this. Drink responsibly. Eat cheese. A recent study found that eating some cheese before a night of drinking can reduce the next day's hangover. Basically, the probiotics in the cheese help speed up the alcohol metabolism by boosting key liver enzymes. It also activates fat reduction buildup in the liver and inflammation, which occurs when consuming too much alcohol. Even simpler cheese helps one's liver handle alcohol better, which could mean less nausea and head pain the following day. This is according to the New York Post. You also want to know what helps out? Not drinking at all. I mean, maybe that's another thing to think about.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
What did I say? What did I say? We talked about this, and I wanted to mention this again for our friends that are out there in Portland for today. But it felt so good talking about it the first time that I felt that we needed to mention it today again. Ryan Reynolds Aviation Gin is offering a deal for couples to get married at their distillery in Portland, Oregon today for only $214. Sounds weird? Absolutely, but why not? What a better way to celebrate your Valentine's. The strangers are about to become the unofficial extended family that you knew when you needed them. This is according to the press release states. The nuptials will be hosted at the bar and include a photographer, a videographer, and a cake and cocktail flight. There is a catch, though. The couples must be over 21, have a marriage license at the time of the ceremony, and be sober, at least at the beginning. This is according to what the mayor had to say. I think it's a deal. Whatever. I mean, people get married on Valentine's Day, which is kind of a strange thing. But, hey, I mean, those things happen. I remember being much younger and going, oh, that sounds like a good plan. Getting married on Valentine's Day. But then here's my other question or commentario would be the following. If it doesn't work out, does that ruin Valentine's Day for you for the rest of your life? I'm just saying. Just some stuff to think about. That's for sure. Okay, so take a listen to this. Travis Kelce is kicking every can he can down the road when it comes to retiring. I am not making any crazy decisions, but right now the bigger thing is just being there for my teammates and being there for my coaches, he told the New Heights co-host and brother Jason Kelce. Kelce has been with the Kansas City Chiefs since 2013, and the idea of calling it quits, especially after losing a horrifically to the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl, is a tough decision. This is according to the New York Post. Do you really consider that horrific? Like, horrific. I thought the 55-10 that San Francisco beat Denver back in, like, 89, that's horrific. What was it, 40-20? What is it, 40-20-something, 40-24? I mean, I don't know. Whatever Tate McRae said the score was going to be that people were freaking out about. So, I don't know. Some stuff to think about. I mean, it is one of those things that, yeah, you're not going to win every game. I mean, let's talk about this. What other team besides the 72 Miami Dolphins have ever went all the way without losing? Seriously. Because even when the Patriots tried to do it, they lost the Super Bowl. Those damn New York Giants, right? I mean, it wasn't that kind of like what some people thought at the time. I don't know. I mean, it's just a dumb game. I mean, it's a football game. Sorry, not dumb. I mean, I don't want to insult anybody. So I don't know. It gets weird when it comes to a lot of strangeness. Like, the way that people react to sports teams is just mesmerizing to me. Our team or my team, we did blah, blah, blah. Dude, we didn't do shit. You sat on the couch and did nothing as they were playing. But, you know, we, us, whatever worked for you.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, take a listen to this. Jeremy Strong will star in Netflix, The Boys from Brazil. The series is based on the Nazi conspiracy novel of the same name by Ira Levin. He is rumored to be playing the famous Nazi hunter Lieberman. Strong recently starred in Succession and is running for Best Supporting Actor for his role in Roy Cohen's The Apprentice. So let's see what happens. I'm sure it'll get interesting before it gets weird, because there is no doubt about that. Anyways, take a listen to this. A SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule is scheduled to launch into International Space Station on March the 12th with the intention to return to Earth with the stranded Boeing astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, who have been stranded in orbit for months. NASA had previously targeted the late March deployment using a yet uncertified newer model of SpaceX crew capsule. Instead, it's using one of the proven technology to send to space with the rescue mission. Three Americans and a Russian cosmonaut will also be on board to relieve the other ISS crew members. This is according to space.com. That's space, SPACE.com, just in case. So that way you have some context, because they do say context is king, of course. So, speaking of space, an English astrophysicist says an asteroid first spotted last December has 1 in 43 chance of hitting the Earth in 2032. 1 in 43. I don't like those chances. Like, seriously, 1 in 43, that's calling it a little bit too close for comfort, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, have you seen the movie Deep Impact or Armageddon? Or is that what we're talking about here? Because it sounds a little strangey-angy there.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Yep, Rated R Safety Show. Anyways, residents and authorities in San Carlos Park, Florida, are on the hunt for a man who doorbell camera footage captured driving his riding lawnmower into multiple mailboxes over the last few days. The only clues to the driver's identity is a pair of sunglasses with a Pittsburgh Steelers hat left behind on one of the crashes. One of the victims is taking in stride, telling local media that this is absolutely disgusting, but it's so funny. He says, I can watch it about 100 times. In the meantime, imagine the frustration that locals are hoping that the culprit is caught and that is told that they have to repair the stuff. I mean, I don't know. It gets weird. People do weird stuff. Let's not lie here. So, do you want to see this? Because if you want to see this, and it being Freeform Friday, of course, I am willing to go out there and show you my findings of this weirdness of a man riding a lawnmower and doing the strangeness here. So if you're good with this, let's get this flipped over here and let's get some sound and let's get back to our live shot here. But watch this. Guy straight up hits that lawnmower.
The man was caught on a home surveillance camera crashing his lawnmower straight into a mailbox. Gulf Coast News reporter Madison Adams spoke with several neighbors who say this isn't the first time they've seen someone in their neighborhood slam into a mailbox.
Florida man episode 2860 happens every day. Welcome to Florida.
I mean, and this dude is straight up, like, hitting these things, like, going out of style.
He arrested and thrown in jail for driving while intoxicated on a lawnmower.
The Lee County Sheriff's Office is investigating after a man riding a lawnmower mowed down at least two mailboxes off Robin Road in San Carlos Park. Deputies are working to identify the man behind the wheel.
Egregious. Absolutely disgusting, but it's so funny. I could watch it 100 times. I hope they get him.
Friday afternoon, Michael Samolinsky's mailbox was destroyed. His neighbor had it all on video.
She said this is probably going to be the most Floridian experience you've ever experienced.
Just a few hundred feet down the road, another mailbox was hit. Somehow, it's still standing.
Like, what's
neighbors
going on here?
A man left a Steelers hat and a pair of sunglasses behind.
You and I hope you at least paid for these mailboxes to be fixed.
Be a man and turn yourself in, because you shouldn't be doing this.
In San Carlos Park, Madison Adams, Gulf Coast News.
Okay, so welcome to Gulf Coast News there in regards to what's going on. But, man, what kind of a slow news day are you having that this is being talked about? And I guess what kind of a slow news day am I having that I'm talking about it as well as we are thinking about all of this stuff right here? So, I don't know. What do you think about it? I mean, not about it being a slow news day, because that we kind of already imagined. We knew that because we're talking about Freeform Friday. But, man, what an interesting time for that. Like, seriously, like, take a look at this. Like, what would you be doing that you go, okay, I think I have this great idea that I'm just going to plow into some things that are going on out there. Like, I don't know. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. So there you go. What else do we have going on? Let's talk about some of these things. Let's talk about this. Well, I guess we have a couple things we can talk about. The Senate confirmed Tulsi Gabbard for National Intelligence Director, which we knew that was Wednesday. Then yesterday we heard that Robert Kennedy Jr. got confirmed. So we got that as well. So some stuff going on there, no doubt about that. Also, a judge reinstated Trump's federal worker buyout plan after stalling in late last week with an estimated 65,000 workers willing to take the offer. So there you go. What else do I have for you? Let me talk about the numbers. Stock market, Dow Jones Industrial Average increased by 342 points to close at 44,711. The S&P rose to 63 points. At the end, it was 6,115. And then the NASDAQ Composite gained about 295 points to finish at 19,945. West Texas Intermediate closed at $71 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $75 a barrel. I don't actually have the price of gas for yesterday, just so you know. And then Bitcoin remained relatively stable, trading just around $97,135. So a lot of stuff going on yesterday as we are talking, no doubt about that. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and do this? It is 32 minutes past the top of the hour, because that's what we do. And normally you would get our main news story. But on Freeform Friday, you get some news.
Here is the news on the Rosenbauer Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. US President Donald Trump has announced talks between US, Russian and Ukrainian officials in Munich. However, Ukraine says three-way talks are not expected at the Munich Security Conference. It comes after President Trump spoke to Russian President Vladimir Putin this week and said they'd agreed to begin talks to end the war in Ukraine. India and the US have agreed to boost bilateral trade to $500 billion by 2030, as President Donald Trump and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi met in Washington. The US has also agreed to sell F-35 fighter jets to India. India's foreign minister says the two leaders share a close bond, which could define India-US ties for the next 4 years. Ishan Garg has more from New Delhi.
The two leaders came out in support of each other, congratulating each other, and there we saw a real bonhomie between the two leaders that we have seen in the past during Trump's first term as president as well. And what we are now seeing is actually closer cooperation between India and the US, and that relates particularly to the defense deals that have been announced. This time around, we are seeing an agreement under which India and US are going to increase joint production of defense equipment. They are going to make technology transfers possible, and this is something that analysts have been saying, that it shows that the trust between the two countries is actually building. We've also seen that despite there being clear tensions on the trade and tariff front, the talks between the two leaders have actually gone quite well, according to the Foreign Ministry of India. And the Foreign Ministry also says that in the next few months we're going to be seeing a lot more American imports coming, as India is very ready to relax some of its trade and tariff barriers.
TikTok has returned to the US app stores of Apple and Google as President Donald Trump delayed a ban on the Chinese-owned social media app. He also assured the tech giants they wouldn't be fined for distributing or maintaining it. Laura Westbrook reports.
TikTok went dark briefly in the US last month before a law took effect on January 19th that requires its Chinese owner ByteDance either to sell it on national security grounds or face a ban. The next day, Donald Trump signed an executive order seeking to delay the enforcement of the ban by 75 days. On Thursday, the app could be downloaded by new users once again in the US. It reportedly follows assurances from the Trump administration that the ban wouldn't be enforced yet. The move follows weeks of uncertainty about TikTok's future, and there's still no guarantee that it will survive in the US in the long run.
Hamas is due to name three hostages it will release this weekend in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. Israel had threatened to end the Gaza ceasefire if Hamas failed to release hostages on Saturday. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, at the end of Donald Trump's third week back in power in the White House, how is China viewing the fast-moving developments now underway in Washington? President Trump says that he and President Xi Jinping will hold a call with one another soon. Former Singaporean diplomat Kishore Mahbubani is a distinguished fellow at the Asia Research Institute.
China understands better than most countries in the world that a new world is emerging. And I describe the new world as a 3M world: multi-civilizational, multipolar, multilateral, to deal with global challenges. The Chinese are preparing for a world of 2050 rather than the world of 2025. They're, in a sense, running a marathon, not a sprint. Trump is running the sprint. And at the same time, of course, he's alienating so many countries, especially friends, so quickly. Frankly, the Chinese may say, why don't we have 8 years of Trump? Because after 8 years of Trump, you wonder what the world will look like in terms of its approaches towards the United States. But the final thought I'll mention is, of course, the Chinese are also prepared for a big blow from Trump. At some point, they know it's going to come. They got to be ready for it. They're holding their firepower. It's going to come, and then they'll retaliate.
He spoke there to Foreign Policy magazine. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, US President Donald Trump says there will be talks between US, Russian and Ukrainian officials in Munich. India and the US have agreed to boost bilateral trade to $500 billion by 2030. TikTok returned to the US app stores of Apple and Google as President Trump delayed a ban on the Chinese-owned social media app. And Hamas is due to name three hostages it will release this weekend in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Mr. Safety Training, old, stale, and hacked.
Mr. Safety Trainer, still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
God, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Congratulations, because you're going to make it. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. This is still the Rated R Safety Show. Song right here we're taking a listen to is called We're Gonna Make It. Go figure. This is by Bad Ballad Boys. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. So some options for you. If you want the opciones of opciones. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Always a good time when you and I hang out. We would like to thank Bad Ballad Boys for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Show. Matt, why don't we just call them Triple B? The Triple B. So there you go. So let's talk about this because I think it's important. You know, today's Valentine's Day. And, you know, a lot of people, it's all about lovey-doveyness today. But today is the day as well for you to check on the people you love that might not have someone, might not have a significant other, just to see how they're doing. Like, seriously. And even if you just talk about the most minute thing, this right here, this information can change everything. And you can tell them about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. And those are the people that tell you all the time that no matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you'll see info related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Seriously, can change everything for you if you are looking. So there you go. So let's talk real quick about some things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's kind of what we do around here. We should probably talk about new movies that are coming out today. Captain America's Brave New World. Number one is PG-13. It's an action fantasy film starring Sam Wilson. The new Captain America finds himself in the middle of an international incident and must discover the motive behind the nefarious global plan. Anthony Mackie, Harrison Ford, Danny Ramirez, all who comes out today. Also, Paddington in Peru comes out today, rated PG. Paddington returns to Peru to visit the beloved Aunt Lucy at the home of the retired Bears with the Brown family in tow. A mystery plunges them into the unexpected journey. That comes out today. And also, Becoming Led Zeppelin, rated PG-13. Interviews, performances, and never-before-seen footage. Insight onto the origins of Led Zeppelin and their meteoric rise to the musical stardom. Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, John Paul Jones. That's all out today if you're interested in what is going on. So let's talk about this. It turns out that storing your Valentine's Day chocolate in the fridge is a bad idea. Despite the ongoing shortage, expert at Hotel Chocolat advise against trying to make it last by putting what you cannot eat in the refrigerator. When chocolate is exposed to cold temperatures, then brought back into the warmth, it could experience a sugar bloom that results in a discoloration and can negatively affect its taste, smoothness, and texture. If you insist on refrigerating yours, the best to store is in an airtight container. This helps ensure the taste stays pure by preventing surrounding odors and flavors from affecting it. The experts add that ideally, chocolate should be stored in a cool, dry room temperatures. That's cute. They're talking about the actual is like it's such chocolate leftovers. Like this is an option. There is not an option for chocolate leftovers. And then I say if you're worried about chocolate absorbing surrounding flavors in the fridge, store it next to peanut butter if you like peanut butter. Here's another idea. Store it to other chocolate. Maybe that's the other portion. I mean, I don't know. A lot of stuff going on there. A lot of chocolate talk. So let me tell you something real quick. The real winners are out there tomorrow. And let me explain why I say this. Because all that Valentine's Day candy that does not get sold today, guess what happens tomorrow? That shit goes on sale for 50% off. So if you're into that, 50% off chocolate tomorrow. I mean, that does not sound like a bad deal to me. But, you know, it is what it is when it comes to that stuff. You know that I hate that quote, and I've been saying it a lot lately on this damn show? I don't get it, but hey, whatever. That's how it works sometimes. You just repeat random shit. So with this being said, why don't we do this? Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about how we should be motivated. Because, you know, he seems to be a big motivation person. No doubt about there. So John Smalls coming up right now.
The Motivation Minute is courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Maggie. Walt Whitman said, "We convince by our presence." Very nice quote. Have you ever had a relationship where presence was an issue? I've seen that many times. Where someone only shows up when they need something. Or when someone says they'll be there, but they never seem to make it. When someone's invited to join you for a special occasion, and they accept the invite, but they always seem to have something come up. I've seen that. Sadly, we've done that a few times too. Never intentionally, but we have. Your presence matters. If you want to convince somebody that they matter, show up for them.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute is courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your motivational quotes can be submitted for an upcoming program at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. An adulterous relationship always death. Death to the adulterous relationship with God, for his sin has separated him from fellowship with the Lord. He ends up dreading God's nearness, looking for some place where he can hide from his holy presence. For a while, he may maintain his spiritual facade. He may even fool his friends and family. But at the core of his being, he is dead. Where once there burned a holy fire, now there is only ashes. Proverbs 7 says, "All at once he follows her. He does not know that it will cost him his life." Lord, deliver us. In your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Roseman R. Safety Show.
In the West Bank, Israeli forces fatally shot a pregnant Palestinian woman, Sondo Shalabi, during a raid in Kafr al-Abad. Benjamin Wright reports,
Shalabi and her husband were attempting to flee escalating violence when they were attacked. She was killed, and her husband remains critically injured. This incident is part of a broader escalation in the region, with over 900 Palestinians killed since a recent ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The Israeli military has stated that investigations into these events are ongoing.
An Israeli Army reservist, Yuval Vagdani, had to abandon his vacation in Brazil after a pro-Palestinian legal group prompted a federal judge to open a war crimes investigation against him. Joseph Eckerson with the latest.
Vagdani is accused of participating in the demolition of civilian homes in Gaza based on his social media posts showing his presence in the area. This case underscores the use of universal jurisdiction to prosecute alleged war crimes internationally.
The Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court has ruled that Karen Ridd can be retried on charges related to the death of her Boston police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe.
Ridd is accused of hitting O'Keefe with her SUV and leaving him to die in a snowstorm in January 2022. The initial trial ended in a mistrial due to a deadlocked jury, but the court's decision allows for a new trial on all charges. Kyle Norris reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
The FBI announced the discovery of 2,400 new records related to the assassination of former President John F. Kennedy. Kevin Sanders reports.
These records are being transferred to the National Archives for Declassification as part of an effort to fulfill a previous executive order to release thousands of files. While many documents have already been published, an estimated 3,000 files remain undisclosed.
A small jet owned by musician Vince Neil collided with another plane upon landing in Arizona, resulting in the death of a crew member. The incident is under investigation by aviation authorities to determine the cause of the collision. No further details have been released at this time. Louisiana has resumed executions after a 15-year hiatus, approving the use of nitrogen gas as a method.
This decision has sparked debate over the ethics and legality of this execution method. The state plans to implement this method in upcoming executions, pending legal challenges. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Senator Dick Durbin has accused FBI nominee Patel of ordering firings within the agency before his confirmation.
This accusation has led to increased scrutiny of Patel's action and raised questions about his suitability for the role. The confirmation process is ongoing, with further hearings expect Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
Okay, it's all bizarre and unnatural here on Radio Big and Safety FM. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. If we look back at 2022 in particular, protesters in Canada defy COVID mitigation efforts. Truckers had shut down multiple border crossings between the United States and Canada over the previous weekend. The Ambassador Bridge connecting Detroit and Canada was entirely blockaded, as well as another nearby route in the area. Crossing in Montana and North Dakotas were also blocked. The fifth group gridlocked the border crossing in the Pacific Northwest near Vancouver and Northwest Washington. And that happened back on this date back in 2022. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Madison Eisman turns 28. Dallas Hart, 30. Paul Butcher turns 31. Becky Hill, 31, turns 31 as well. Shane Harper, 32. Pauline Addo and Carol G both turned 34. Justina Valentina turns 38. Daniel Guerrera turns 47. Rob Thomas, 53. Drew Bledsoe, 53. Simon Pegg, hey now, 55. Phil Lewis, 57. Meg Tilly, 65. And Eric Shara, 65. James Eckhouse turned 70. Teller, you know, the magician. Yeah, he turned 77 today. Not bad for 77, huh? And Carl Bernstein turns 81. And Michael Bloomberg, yeah, former mayor of New York and co-founder of Bloomberg, is 83 today. So there you go. That's some birthdays for you. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, National Donor Day, National Cream-Filled Chocolate Day, Arizona Statehood Day, International Book Giving Day, and last but not least, if you don't know this, you need to probably make a run for it, it's Valentine's Day. So some stuff to talk about, no doubt there whatsoever. Okay, so let's talk about this. If you need a rando for today, here you go. For the last 20 years, I've received a Valentine's Day card from the same secret admirer, so I was pretty upset when I didn't get one this year. First, my granny dies, and now this. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What was the one thing that made you know that your Valentine's was the one? What do you mean you can't say that on the radio? That's terrible. Who says things like that? So there you go. Some stuff right there. Some stuff offo. No doubt there. As we are talking. Okay, what else do I got? What else? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 4 in 10 married women can't remember this about their relationship. What is it? Their first date. First date. So there you go. And 7% of couples say that they won't pass gas in front of each other until this happens. What is it? Both said, I love you. So hold on. You don't want to release anything until after you say, I love you? What if the love changes? I mean, I don't know. Sounds like it's a weird thing that you want to do anyways in front of your significant other, quote unquote. Okay, so that's going to sum up our time together. Thank you for hanging out with me at the top of the hour. I will be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours or so. If you want to come and hang out over there on that side of the woods, no doubt there. Outside of that, you can hang out here with good old Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. To love and be loved is to feel the sun from both sides. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are. And you know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.